Florida law says parents have to be notified when their daughters seek abortions. This bill says parents would have to give their permission. The House Health Quality Subcommittee heard from a string of women who've had abortions, but who have differing opinions about the bill. Barbara Mayall supports it.
I had an abortion, and I'm over 65 years old, and it haunts me every day.
But Kristen Erickson opposes the bill. She says it assumes that all children have good relationships with their parents.
When I was 15, I had been evicted 3 times, and my mom was severely addicted to drugs. When I found out I was pregnant, I sought the waiver of her parental consent and was able to receive an abortion. And I'm now a fourth-year PhD student at Florida State. I would not be here if this bill went through.
The proposal includes exemptions for minors with health emergencies and who already have children. Minors could also ask a judge to waive the parental consent requirement. Weston Democratic Representative Richard Stark said he opposes the bill, even though he's against abortion.
It's just that some of us have a different idea of, you know, what the rights are for other people.
Neptune Beach Republican Cord Byrd said the debate is worthy because minors need permission for just about everything.
When I heard the people in opposition, not one person said why this procedure, which is a medical procedure performed by a medical doctor, is any different than any other medical procedure performed in the state of Florida by a physician on a minor that requires parental consent.
As Mount Dora Republican Jennifer Sullivan tried to explain why she supports the bill, committee chairwoman Colleen Burton had to jump in when audience members started interrupting.
The majority of opposition we've heard today is from those who stand to financially benefit from these children moving forward with this procedure. Now, if
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the committee room. Excuse me, Sergeant, please remove the woman who's speaking from our room, from the committee room.
The woman protesting away from the microphones was Barbara Devane, a lobbyist for the Florida National Organization for Women, which opposes the bill. She left. Then it happened again.
Who is to be their
excuse me,
advocate?
Ma'am. Excuse me, Representative. I hate to interrupt you again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you insist on speaking up during our members' debate, you'll be asked to leave. Ma'am, you need to leave the committee room, please.
Santa Fe College student Heather Ann Irons yelled from the audience that she wasn't an abortion provider and had nothing to gain financially from opposing the bill. It passed the committee 10-4. A Senate version of the measure has not been heard in committees. I'm Gina Jordan.